We are now going to hear a well-known voice from the past, Jean Anker, telling us all about keeping warm in winter from January 2014.
Hello everybody, this is Jean. I read in the Good Health section of the newspaper, the headline is, "Want to beat the winter chill? Don't wear a woolly hat." Now then, before I start, have you got your vest on? Well, listen to this now. With the cold snap expected to last another week and energy prices soaring, it's harder than ever to keep warm and healthy. And Angela Epstein asked medical experts for their quirky tips. Now then, the first one is, don't turn up the central heating. When we go from a warm house to the cold outdoors, this can trigger changes in our tiny blood vessels. And this in turn can trigger Raynaud's disease, says John Skerr, consultant vascular surgeon at University College Hospital in London. This condition causes the small blood vessels to temporarily spasm when exposed to cold conditions, causing the extremities to drain of blood, feeling cold and painful. To avoid feeling this dramatic change, don't overheat the house, but keep it at 18 to 20 degrees C, says Dr. Skerr. Do drink decaf tea and coffee, though having a takeaway hot tea or coffee on the way to work may make you feel warmer. The caffeine in the drink will make you lose body heat. Caffeine blocks receptors in the blood vessels and prevents them from constricting in the cold, says Eddie Challoner, consultant vascular surgeon at Lewisham General Hospital. Because they remain dilated, it means you lose heat faster. So if you're outside having a hot, caffeinated drink, you'll feel cold more quickly, though it's not such a problem if you're inside. Opt for decaffeinated or herbal drinks instead. I drink ginger tea, says physiotherapist Sammy Margot. It has natural warming properties. Don't put hands in your pockets. When you're cold, our instinct is to walk with our hands in our pockets and to hunch forward. However, it's better to walk with your hands free and swinging by your side, says Tom Hutchful of the British Chiropractic Association. By swinging the arms, muscles will be given a workout, improving blood flow to the area, which will generate body heat. Do eat plenty of protein. Digesting protein causes body temperature to rise more significantly than carbohydrates or fats, said dietitian Dr. Sarah Schenenka. The body has to work hard to absorb protein compared with carbs and fats, so we use more energy and create heat, which helps to keep us warm. For breakfast, make porridge with soya milk, as this is higher in protein than regular milk. You can up the protein intake further by topping it with nuts and adding a swirl of natural yogurt. Now, don't wear a woolly hat. We lose 30% of body heat through our head, says Dr. Andrew Camilleri, an ear, nose and throat surgeon at the University Hospital of South Manchester. When buying a hat, choose one that covers the ears too. The ears are thin but have large surface areas, so they lose heat easily. He also suggests wearing a hat made from fleece rather than wool. Fleece is good as it's an insulating fabric, and so it traps any still air between the hat and the head. That layer of air then acts as another layer of insulation, helping to keep the head warm. And make sure you breathe in through your nose and not your mouth. The nostrils and sinuses filter and warm the air going into the lungs. So when we breathe out, it feels warm, says Dr. Camilleri. When we breathe through the mouth, there is no mechanism to heat the air and the warming effect is lost. So, if you want to feel warmer, you should breathe through your nose. Doing a few simple exercises under the covers when you're in bed will help you feel warmer when you get out of bed. says physiotherapist Sammy Margot. Start by pointing your toes up and down 20 times before circling the ankles 10 times in each direction. Then clench and release thighs 10 times before doing the same with the buttocks. This will warm you up and get your circulation going before you get out of bed. Do use a rocking chair. Who's got a rocking chair? Anyway, if you've got a rocking chair, sitting in a rocking chair isn't just therapeutic for the mind, it helps you generate energy while sitting down. When you are motionless, our body temperature drops and muscles start to shiver, involuntarily contracting and relaxing to try to keep the body warm, says Dim Hutchful. Shivering can start when the body temperature drops below 37°C. Using a rocking chair requires moving the large muscle groups in the arms and legs, keeping blood flowing and so helping to generate heat. There'll be a rush on rocking chairs, won't there? Do look back on happy memories. Thinking about the past may help you keep warm, according to a study at the University of Southampton. Researchers asked volunteers to think about a happy memory or an ordinary event from their past and then guess the temperature of the room. Those who recalled a nostalgic event felt the room to be warmer. The theory is that nostalgia recreates the feeling of previous physical comfort. You feel warmer or your tolerance of cold is increased. So there you are, how to keep warm in wintertime, but don't forget there wasn't a mention of a vest. But that's my tip. Get yourself a nice thermal vest and you'll be made. All right then, goodbye. Talk to you again soon.